Cheers to Woodlands.
Let me see the show flat. Come. My playground where is it? Oh, best time to come, bro. Welcome, Norm Gray.
Norm Gray by CDL, 348 units, TOP 2028. I got people skeptical about Woodlands. Ask me a very good question. Why is there no new launch in the past 10-12 years? So the only reason I can think of is government knows you are lazy bum. So they want to build MRT, then they sell the land so that you can enjoy taking TAL all the way to my favorite shopping mall, 10 N Orchard Ma. This is a location for Noel Grant going to launch October 2024. This is along Champions Way. This is my first time knowing that Singapore got this road name called Champion. Will this be my top 3 new launch of the year? If not lah, then you may want to change it to Loser's Way. And you can see lah, it's so near to your Woodlands South MRT station. Only 210 meters, 2 minutes walk. I long legs, I walk 2 minutes only. But you ah, I see you short like bomb bomb. I think 5 minutes also enough lah. And when people say, Norwood is in OCR, you tell them, Pui. Where got OCR? It's City Fringe of JB. Just take 1 station, 2 station, 3 station, and you will reach the core region of JB.
And eat my favorite chicken wing.
I like Thompson East Coast Line. 36 minutes to my favorite 10N shopping mall. Let's do some recap how much CDL bought the land for. They got it about 1 year ago at only 904 per square feet per plot ratio. Ooh la la, how cheap is that? Most importantly, how many developers bidded for this land? There are 6 bidders, which is a very good competition because you don't want to buy something that no one wants to buy ma. Like some of the new launches, if you know what I mean. 8.3% higher than second bidder, which is good. Anything below 10% is a healthy competition. So how much should they be selling their 3 bidders at? You add the construction cost, the show flat, give agent fees, marketing cost, finance, fee, fair and fees. And with their 15% profit margin, they can sell at 1,770 per square feet in today's seller's market. Where will they sell you at this price? So what is considered a good price? Let me show you some of the OCR land plots sold recently. Lentor in 2023 sold 982 per square feet per plot ratio, followed by your Norwood 904 per square feet per plot ratio in 2023, and the latest one at Springleaf, super damn ulu. And if you want to make friends with a lot of monkeys and birds, don't even go there to lay eggs. 905 per square feet per plot ratio 2024. So look at these 3 numbers you can see that Norwood Grand at 904 per square feet is decent ma. I remember Lentor mentioned with harmonization is 2,200 per square feet sold for their 3 bedder. So 2 stations down Woodlands South, which is no grand, should be about 2,000 per square feet. Okay, now let's look at site plan. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks. Very good. Only got 1 pool ah. Ayo, I scared the pool become yellow eh. And most importantly,
I found my favorite tennis court. Such a rare thing nowadays.
Now let's look at unit mix. Okay, there are 348 units. 1 and 2 bidders consists about 46.6%, and 3, 4 bidders is about 53.4%. Very good. That means this is a family oriented project. Now let's look at their floor plan and their estimated launch price. 1 bidder, 495 square feet. Look at the aircon ledge, non strata. It means got harmonization. This new harmonization thingy is they don't include aircon ledge into the built-in area anymore. So this is what I call the new calculation. The old calculation is non-harmonization. They don't calculate aircon ledge into the built-in area. So from the old calculation to today harmonization calculation, the size is reduced by 5%. La. So for this example, the 1 meter is 495 square feet. If you talk about the old calculation, the size is about 520 square feet. Lo. I like CDL. They are not like some developers. Very secretive one. At least they give starting from price. And because this project is super tall, 11 story, my average price will be the 5-6 floor. Lo. And the price, starting from 988,000, my average 1,000,020 per square feet. For the first time, I hear new launch less than 1 million. Eh. It's very, very rare nowadays. The next layout, 2 bed, 2 bath, 624 square feet. Based on old calculation of 624 square feet, straight away you know this is a 2 bed, 1 bath. But today, at 624 square feet, it's a 2 bed, 2 bath. Because usually the old calculation for 2 bed 2 bath is around 678, 689 square feet. Starting from 1.238 million, average 1.3 million, 2080 per square feet. Very decent, very decent. I have no complaints up to here. Except that the toilet has no windows. You tapien, you will be chocho for 3 years until your SSD is up lor.
This one tapien will chocho because no window.
2 bed, 2 bath plus study, which you can convert the study into a storeroom la, if you need to.
Ah, then this part, then you can close this part, then put all your barang inside.
Oh, can do one-to-one here. Hi, welcome to my one-to-one consultation program.
I don't have the starting price for this, so I'm going to guess. Average 1.47 million, 2070 per square feet. Let's look at the more exciting one, which is the 3-bedder. 3-bed, 2-bath plus study. Where is the study? Ayo, this corner also can be study. Like that, you block the entire village to go up and down. This one can walk, hey. The old calculation, this size is around 904 or 915 square feet tight. Tung, tung, tung. From 1.698 million, my average 1.75 million, 2,000 per square feet. Okay, now let's talk about the harmonization thing again. And since we are transitioning from the old calculation to the new calculation, so to make things simpler, the old calculation for OCR project is about 2,000 per square feet. So if you talk about harmonization at 2,000 per square feet, the old calculation will be 5% lower, lor, which is about 1,009 per square feet for this case, which means then you decide good or not good lah. I want to share this because many of you confused about harmonization, non-harmonization. So to make things even simpler, let's say you buy this for 1.75 million. Previously, the size is 904 or 915 square feet. Just use 915. You see the per square feet will be 1,900 plus per square feet. Lor. So you can use the 5% guide. Lor. Okay, now let's go for the bigger 3-bedder. Hope this time got storeroom. 3-bed, 2-bath plus study again. This time 904 square feet. Very good lah. This study you can convert into a storeroom. I do have the starting price for this, so I'm going to guess average 1.8 million, 2,000 per square feet. Until now, not too bad. We have 3-bed, 3-bath. This one got toilet. Not like some of the project, both toilet. Stands for BT. If you know, you know lah. There's no starting price. I'm going to guess 2.07 million, 1,980 per square feet. Next, 4-bedder. 4-bed, 3-bath plus study, 1,173 square feet. Very good size. From 2.238 million, my average 2.3 million, 1,960 per square feet. So if you convert to the old calculation, 1,960 minus 5%, that means you are buying roughly about 1,800 plus per square feet. So how to know whether developer is going to launch this at a good price? And will you buy this and become Giant Hua Kui in 3 years? This is the first new launch for my Woodlanders that is very near to MRT station. So it's very difficult for me to find something alike. So in the end, I decided to use these 3 projects. The first one, Rosewood Condo, completed in 2003, very near to Woodlands MRT station. The second one will be using La Casa EC, completed 2008, is quite far from MRT. And last one, Twin Fountain EC, completed in 2016, also quite far from MRT. Decision. Bumble! Yes. And Bombo wish everyone Hua Hua and remember to subscribe. Okay. Step by step, let's look at Rosewood first. Rosewood completed 2003, 437 units. Okay, very healthy resale transaction volume. So these are the 3-bedder. You can see it's around 1,001 per square feet. So quickly, let's see what's the number of years gap between Rosewood and Norwood Grand. Since Norwood Grand is going to complete in 2028, Rosewood is 2003, that means there are 25 years difference. $50 per year, it works out to be 1,250 per square feet. Then you add 1,001. That means Norwood Grand should sell 2003. which is not a very good comparison, because when the age gap is like more than 20 years, to be fair, I think using 35 per square feet makes sense. It'll be 875, then you plus 1001, around 1975 per square feet. Based on this theory, we can say that the indicative price is decent. Never mind, we have two more examples. And because the next two examples is EC, not near MRT, so how much per square feet will you add on if the EC is near MRT? Okay, good guess. I'll be using $100 per square feet more. So let's look at the three bedrooms sold at La Casa first. Okay, La Casa, 208, 443 units. Wow, very good. Almost every week got people buy. On average, the 3-bedder is going at about 1,050 per square feet. Just our 25 years gap, I'm using $35 per square feet. For this 20 years gap, we use $40 per square feet. 20 years gap will be $800 per square feet. Then you add on to La Casa 1050, it works out to be 1850 per square feet. Near MRT, you add 1950 per square feet. Which means it's almost correct, the theory. Never mind, we use the last one. Twin Fountains completed 2016, 418 units. Oh, very good. Also, many people buy. And their 3-bedder is about 1,003 per square feet. 2016. And 2028 is 12 years gap. So 12 years, we can safely use $50 per square feet. So 12 years times $50 per square feet, $600 per square feet plus 1,003 is supposed to be 1,009. And again, this is not near MRT. You add another 100, which is 2,000 per square feet. And not to forget, all these three comparisons that I used just now, Rosewood, Twin Fountains, and La Casa, they are all calculations. If Norwood Grand is selling at 2,000 per square feet for a new calculation, all calculation will be 5% lower, which means Norwood Grand is actually selling at 1,009 per square feet. And after talking so much, you know what I mean, right? If you don't know, you just repeat this many times so that you can watch more ads. Okay, let's summarize. For location, you know I'm not a fan of the North, but after having Thompson East Coast Line, this is the only proper condo which is near MRT station. So for that, I'll be giving 6.5. Launch pricing, you have seen how I calculate using all the what per square feet difference, give them a very fair value for the gap. It works out to be $1,950 to $2,000 per square feet. And that's all calculation. So based on all versus all calculation, Norwood Grand is going to sell this hopefully at $1,009 to $2,000, which is very decent price in today's seller's market. So for that, I'll be giving 8. Exit strategy, there isn't any good condos near MRT station. That's the reason why people choose those EC, because those are the only choice. And you can see that even La Casa, being a 20-year-old project, the transaction volume is still very high. So with this new condo near MRT, is definitely a very good choice for upgraders. So I'll be giving 7.5. Overall service score, 7.3 stars. Finally, these 10 months, I have never given more than 7 score for my entire year this year. So with this score, you can safely say that this is one of my top 3 new launch for 2024. I hope that developer will stick to indicative or even the best give us cheaper price so that everyone will be giant huakui ma. So let's have some fun. What is the percentage sold on launch day? I will be guessing
70% and my wife 60%.
This is my company's number, 8606-0670. Contact us if you want to be huakui. Me and my team will make sure your loan is ready and my wife will assist you step by step for the purchase. This is one of my top 3. Doesn't mean it's my number 1. My top 2 new launches haven't launched yet, so they may be better. Who knows? Remember to stay tuned and I'll see you in my next video.